Yeah, put it in the chat so I can just copy it and send an alert.
All right, I put it in the chat. That should link straight to this stage channel.
Dude, we're always so bad about asking people to like help promote.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for, you know, being on top of that for us.
Yeah.
What are we calling? Is this a podcast?
Yeah.
Red. It's awesome. Clash.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Reddit Talks Clash. Today we are here with the one and only Clash Bashing. How are you doing today, dude?
What's up, guys? Welcome. Wait, welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Excited on your to be podcast.
Here. I'm so excited. I don't even know how to talk anymore. It's crazy.
And I'm also joined here with Rick.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to tape over that. And, that was so weird, right?
Yeah, at least I wasn't as awkward as Rick was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, we're here. We're going to talk about Town Hall 16. All the sneak peeks are finally out, so we could talk about all of them.
First off, I do think we should say goodbye to Town Hall 15, because all three of us are hitting the button, you know, early AM, you know, as soon as the update goes out, right, I assume?
Wait, the update's coming out in the AM?
Soon-ish, you know.
Yeah, soon. You got to be better at being vague.
We don't know when.
Yeah, I said soon-ish in AM. AM is
you AM said, and we're all hit hours, the
and I didn't say what day. I never said what day.
That's true. It's soon. Yeah, there you go. It's soon.
Come into my in house January. And question me.
Look, you know, we have this unspoken bond that no one will ever know about. That I feel like I can give you a hard time now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
This is all in good fun. This is not a hostile podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, good, it might be. Good, we'll see what kind of opinions you guys bring.
Bro, some of the we'll talk about it, but some of the opinions are crazy.
Dude, there's some wild reactions going on that we definitely will talk about later. But
agreed. I'm kind of surprised, not gonna lie. We'll get into it, I'm sure, but I'm kind of surprised.
Here's the general plan for today. I know so we're gonna talk a little bit about Town Hall 15, just say goodbye to it. And then we're gonna go upgrade priorities, day one stuff. What's most important? We're gonna try and give you all some advice on what to do for the update, whenever that is, soon ish. And then let's just go through the sneak peeks one by one and talk about each one in a little bit more detail. And towards the end, whoever has stuck around, feel free to go ahead and ask Clash Bashing some questions, mostly about Clash, but personal stuff too if he's into it. I don't know.
Yeah, any question you want, he has to answer.
I mean, I'll answer almost anything.
Oh, okay.
So first off, though, it's been a year for Town Hall 15. Too, just looking back, how would you categorize the last year of Clash for everyone? You know, like how do you think Town Hall 15 is going to be remembered?
I think it was good, but the problem with 15 was we went from 14, which was like one of the easiest metas ever, if we're being completely honest with ourselves. To 15, which was just such a huge difficulty jump. So I think that like kind of shocked a lot of people. So I think there was just like that weird reaction to the community. And now, I mean, we'll talk about it, I'm sure, but it feels like we're going back to slightly easier. So it feels like the 15 was just kind of like a step up and now we're going back down. So I feel like people are kind of overreacting to how easy things may or may not be.
Yeah, when Town Hall 15 came out, everyone was actually pretty excited because it was a lot more difficult. But then that excitement faded, and we're like, okay, this is actually a little bit too difficult.
Right, like I actually got to learn how to play this game?
Exactly, yeah. Me being one of those.
We definitely asked for a harder Town Hall coming out of 14. Mm-hmm. Damn near everyone who had an opinion was saying 14 was too easy, even though hit rates didn't really reflect how easy, you know, especially Reddit was making it sound. But, you know, the pendulum swung a little too far for Town Hall 15 probably, and now it's coming back. Do you think it'll be easier than Town Hall 14 or similar, or, you know, from the limited experience we have, you know, where do you think it's going to land?
So you said something really funny there that kind of caught my eye. You know, you said, like, everyone said Town Hall 14 was too easy, even though the stats didn't really reflect that. And I kind of have that same opinion where it's just like, a small minority are just like really upset with how the difficulty of the game. But realistically, most players, their hit rates, even at 14, were probably like 10-20%, which is relatively low if you think about it. So I think a lot of people are kind of overreacting to this. I see like on Twitter, a lot of pro players are, you know, oh, we're going back to the time meta where it's going to be perfect wars. And I get that. But pro players also have to remember, like, you know, it's the top like few hundred players in the world that are really good at this game compared to the millions that play it daily that, you know, might have that 10% hit rate and not be able to do crazy things and see bases the way they see. So I think it'll be good for the more casual player, which realistically, that's what updates should be geared to, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You mean how many time decision wars did you actually really see during Town Hall 14 too? It wasn't like it was happening all the time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember the pro scene for it. I know wars were a lot higher, but it was always, you know, if you got one defense, you felt really good.
I think looking back on 15, people will soften to it. Like, you know, that's just the way it is too. Like there's a lot of people upset and not happy with the way they spent the last year playing, but give it time. I don't know. I'm disappointed that I'm not going to get to see the rebalanced Town Hall 15. Really. I was so excited when they said, hey, after Worlds, we're going to fix it. And it took me an embarrassingly long amount of time before I made the connection of like, oh, I'm not going to get to do that. Cause you know, we knew 16 was coming around the corner.
Right.
So Bash, when the update goes live, I assume you're going to do a big, like upgrade spree video, like you've done for past town halls, right?
Yeah, for sure. I've actually, like before we got on here, I was starting to plan that. I don't necessarily normally plan them, but since we have the packs revealed this time, I feel like I can actually get a pretty accurate feel of what I need to do.
What is your general plan? I know you don't have, you know, everything down to the single drop.
Yeah, so, I mean, looking at it realistically, and I think this is one of the overreactions here at Town Hall 16, it's really not a lot that's being upgraded. So as we progress, there's going to be more and more that's going to unlock and make it harder, like other defenses. If we look at it, so my total building count was 32 buildings, not including the blacksmith, and 22 traps, which is not a lot. And that's also including the Town Hall. Remember, the Town Hall doesn't get upgraded much. So clearly, if you want to go to Town Hall 16, you have to upgrade the Town Hall. The storages at Town Hall 16, there's 9 of them. You know, 4 elixir, 4 gold, plus the dark elixir. I don't think these are going to be necessary unless you're a big spender, in my opinion. Because upgrading all 4 gold and elixir storages only gives you 1 million extra capacity. And upgrading even the dark elixir storage only gives you 10,000 extra capacity. So I feel like if you're trying to get a jump start on Town Hall 16, those are things that can actually wait a little bit, whereas you can hop into things like the laboratory, the barracks, where you're going to unlock the new troop, the Root Rider. I think you should unlock that right away. I think we'll see that very similar to like the Electro Titan and the Yeti, where when they came out, they were very, very, very strong. I mean, I did a video where I just spammed in 16 Root Riders and 3-star bases and made a lot of people angry. So I think those should be really, really high on your priority list. And then even getting the blacksmith, I believe there's going to be a $5 pack for the blacksmith to go to level 3. But even getting the blacksmith up to level 7, which is all you need right now, isn't that much. It's a very cheap upgrade. So getting it to level 7 allows you to get all the equipment, the common equipment, to max level of 18. So that's something to keep in mind. You don't actually need to get the blacksmith up to level 9 right away. And then from there, it's really lab guide, getting gear up, upgrading the new pet. Definitely get the pet house up because the spirit fox would be cool. I think getting that pet to level 5 is going to be really nice. I think hero potions are like the most accessible they've ever been in Clash of Clans. So I think if you get your, you know, spirit fox up to level 5, get some of those. Really, you don't really have to grind the heroes. They only get 5 levels. So you can use those hero potions and focus elsewhere. Now, the one thing I haven't looked at yet is the laboratory. And I think, like for me, I think Root Rider is going to be the top priority just because, well, it's new and it's fun.
Yeah.
But I think healers are going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Miners, dragons, e-dragons. Really, it just depends on your playstyle. There's a lot of things for everyone. I mean, barbarians, which a lot of people already say are broken, are getting another level. So there's a lot in the lab that are going to play to your playstyle. I think Root Rider is going to be really fun, really cool. But whatever style you like, there's something in there. I mean, we got witches. I was talking with Eric on his stream, and he was talking about, you know, Super Witch Smash might make a comeback, and I think that's going to be a good thing. I think we'll see a brand new meta here, especially with all the equipment and stuff. So it really just depends on what you want to do in the laboratory. Balloons look cool. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in here for everyone, in my opinion.
I was sitting down trying to think of what I was going to prioritize in the lab, and it's really hard just because, you know, like we've had the dev build for a few weeks now, and like everything feels viable.
Right.
It, not everything feels like easy. I think people are kind of getting concerned that it's going to be too spammy and too easy, but with some skill and some thought, all the attacks that I know, like, I feel like I can pull them off, not 100% of the time, but a lot more consistently than I've been able to for the last year, for sure.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. And I think we'll see some of those attacks that were good at Town Hall 14 making a comeback as well. Stuff like the Hydra, where dragons and dragon riders are getting another level. Even hybrid with the miners getting a new level. There's going to be a ton of different possibilities here at Town Hall 16. I think super barbs with the super archers blimps are still going to be really good. We might even see a little resurgence of Blizzard with the wizards getting a new level. Yeah, I think whatever you want to play at Town Hall 16, you're going to be able to.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm just going to upgrade that Electro Dragon day one, and then I'll leave the lab empty.
I mean, the E-Drag, we'll talk equipment, I'm sure, but the E-Drag with the new Warden Rage
Oh my gosh, thing? Yeah. Yeah, it's all going to be really fun. I can't wait to get into that stuff.
Is it the Rage Tome? Yeah, it's the Rage Tome. Or no, wait, no, it's the Rage Gem.
So, you know, for anyone with limited Dark Elixir too, would you say getting a couple of hero levels is more important, or a head start on the Fox?
In my opinion, I think you go Spirit Fox. Let me check so I'm not talking out of my butt here. But most of the time, there's hero potions in the trader for raid medals. As long as you're doing raid weekend every week, you should be able to get that.
And you get the boost right when you upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. There's three hero potions in there. So three hero potions, wars are 2 days. That should hold you over each week. So you can pretty much have max heroes. So I think getting that Spirit Fox to level 5 so you can have a max Spirit Fox with hero potions is kind of big if you're limited on that Dark Elixir.
Yeah, that's a really good point too, because heroes only get five levels, thankfully.
Yeah.
For now,
like I might actually use some hero potions for the first time in probably years.
Dude, I have so many hero potions. I need to use them. I have 34 hero potions. What am I gonna do with that?
34. Oh my goodness.
Just sell them for gems and use those gems to get your Daemon Blacksmith. I guess that's probably what I should do.
There we go. My magic item stash is insane.
All right. Let's talk. Let's just start going through all the stuff sneak peek wise. Sneak peek one. Town Hall 16 reveal and also just all the massive cost reductions and levels of stuff too. So cost reductions at lower town halls. Bash, do you still play lower town halls much?
I have one account of every level and multiple of some.
Yeah, we're gonna talk multiple accounts for gear section, but that's gonna be rough. but I know, like, the cost reductions are massive. It's like the time and cost reductions are ridiculous.
Yeah, like literal days off of each town hall level, like. It's almost like a full year off of getting up to max, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like from Town Hall 8 through like Town Hall 14, it's like over 200 days shorter on just builder time and like nearly 300 days shorter in the lab.
And I think that's one thing. Like every time we do one of these big updates with a new Town Hall level, it's like, I'm never going to get max. No, bro, they're helping you out. Like those cost reductions are crazy. It's like a 40-page document of cost reductions, and some of them are crazy significant.
Yeah, I love how they just dropped that on us on day one. They said, okay, here's 40 pages of reductions for you guys. I was like, let's go.
Imagine someone just going through, Royal Champion level 3 will be reduced by 4 days.
Oh, gosh.
4 hours and 12 minutes.
I saw that 40-page document, and I was like, man, I need to send Clash Ninja just a beer or something. Venmo him money to get himself a pint, because that man had to put in some work.
I'm sure it kept him busy. All right, here we go, guys. I got you. Here's the content. Canon level 5 will be reduced by 1 hour. Canon level 6 reduced by 2 hours. Canon level 7 reduced by 4 hours.
I gotta, like, that's gotta be just, like, like no one sat down intentionally and was like, we need to make this 1 hour shorter. That must have just been like someone running an algorithm and like through a spreadsheet and making those changes that way. Cause there's no way, like, there's no way anyone in Wood City sat down around a table and was like, let's talk about the level 5 canon time, guys.
Well, yeah, it probably was like an algorithm, but like you mentioned, you know, you add all those reductions up over, you know, the grand scheme of things over what, 7-8 cannons, how many ever cannons we have. And, you know, it's pretty significant. We're talking a total, a year total. So yeah, it seems minor and it doesn't seem significant, but in the grand scheme of things, that stuff adds up huge.
I was probably most excited to see that the new longest upgrade time is 16 days. And everything in Tunnel 15, the new longest up time is like 14 days, which is like, I knew it was going to come down, but I don't know, I'm just repeating myself now. Like, it's ridiculous how much things actually did get quicker and cheaper.
Yeah, and, but that's good for the game. I think the one thing, and I talk about this a lot, the end game for Clash is so, it feels so out of reach for a lot of people. And yeah, when we're trying to push Clash Clans esports, because let's be honest, that's a big thing that a lot of people want to, you know, strive towards, it's such a thing that's out of reach. Like, if I want to go play, you know, esports for Fortnite or something, I just pick up an account and play. If I want to do it for Clash of Clans, it's a 4-year process right now. You know, it's crazy. So I'm glad that they're aware of that and they're making those significant changes.
Definitely. Probably my favorite thing though out of Sneak Peek 1 is the ability to do FCs on your own base.
Oh my god, yes. I was doing my sneak peeks and I was doing it the old way where I was using two devices and two accounts and, you know, FCing. And then I was like, wait a second, I can just FC myself. Dude, this is going to be massive. Like, how long have we asked for this? This is going to be so good.
So I know, like, you were there, part of the same conversations I was too in Helsinki as well. But this is the thing I think that really kind of cements in that the, you know, Darian has been saying in interviews everywhere that, like, they have this new huge team and they're really, you know, it's not just that they can do more too, it's they have a lot of these voices now that are questioning the things of the past that have always been ruled out. And like, you know, like there's been examples over the year too where they said, you know, we'll never do a gem mine, and then they did eventually. But like, this is going to be the example that I point to when people say like they never change and the things are ruled out. Like, but no, like doing FCs on yourself has been one of the things they've always seemed like very strongly against. But now it's going to be the norm. And man, I'm so excited.
And who knows? We'll have global chat next week, you know?
Oh boy. Oh boy, you went there, huh?
Like, teasing Darian about global is my new favorite pastime. Oh, every time we get a chance to talk to him. Fun.
Yeah.
He's got to, like, I know, like, he plays it off like it's a joke, but it's got to drive him so crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah. I don't like, you know, like, not that Reddit is a utopia, right? But I do got to say, like, compare Reddit to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Like, anytime they make a major post, it's just a million people saying, bring global back. Like, I want girlfriends.
Girlfriends. No way anyone like, here says that.
Oh, dude, you'd be like, shocked.
Yeah, people on Reddit just say it to themselves and keep it on the inside. You know, they still think it.
They don't. Yeah, they don't post
girlfriends. Who? Which one of you in chat is saying I want girlfriends?
No, yeah, that's what global chat was.
You know, it was though. I remember that. Like, one of the things I used to do on stream was we would raid a global chat. We would go to like a different language and we would try to get as many people in the same chat as possible. And we'd just raid it. But there was so many people. It's like, who hears girl? It's like, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, gosh.
Right. Like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, the overall colors and vibe of Town Hall 16. What are your thoughts on that, Bash?
You know, when I first saw it, I was like, oh boy, this is sick. I have some concerns. So I don't know if you guys have access to things. You guys have seen things. When you max it out, it's a little bit bright on the eyes.
Yeah, they're in like, and still mixed with all the purple too from Town Hall 15. It's a little weird.
Yeah, well, when you get it like with all max walls, it is.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. It's the walls, I think.
It's kind of atrocious. I love the color scheme. I love the way the town hall looks. I don't think I like the walls. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I like the walls at all.
Yeah, they remind me of the Town Hall 11 walls.
Like I haven't found a scenery where I think it blends in well, now that you mention it.
It only blends with one scenery, and that's the royal scenery. It looks so good with the royal scenery.
Which one's the royal
scenery? The royal scenery. Which one is that?
That's the one they released earlier last year, I think. It's got like the red aspects with the Clash Royale in it. But the royal scenery looks perfect. It is a perfect match. Yeah.
The Clash Royale one.
Yeah.
I need to go see
that. That's definitely going to be the best scenery to pair a Max Tunnel 16 with. It really looks good with it.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, because the color scheme is literally the same.
All right, moving on. Sneak peek 2, merged defenses. Yeah, blast us with your thoughts on the merged cannon, the merged archer tower.
Merged cannon? The ricochet cannon? I love it, bro. I absolutely love it. I will say, I kind of wish it had the ability to ricochet into the air. How crazy would that be?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Like,
that would be
a game only on the second shot? Cannon. Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it targets ground, but it can ricochet, so, like, it hits a queen and then goes up and hits the healer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be crazy.
That would change everything, though.
But I think the ricochet cannon is really nice, especially at slowing down those heroes. The multi-archer tower, I think the concept is cool, and the focus fire is nice. I'm a little bit underwhelmed by when it's targeting three things. But then again, like, you know, when it's on a max base, it's going to be a lot different. I was just, the one-on-one interactions felt a little underwhelming. But on a max base, I guess it's going to be a lot different. I really didn't get to FC enough to really get a feel for that one. But I like the ricochet cannon a lot. I'm still on the fence about the multi-archer tower.
Like, every test attack that I did, it felt like the cannon was actually having an effect, and I didn't feel the same about the archer tower.
Yeah, same. But maybe, you know, that's just like the placebo where we want it to feel that way.
Would you recommend people merge them and upgrade them right away?
That's sketchy, because what if you merge it and then you can't go back?
Yeah, it's a one-way trip.
Yeah, what if the meta comes out of not merging?
Oh, God.
No, that was literally the first thing. Like that I asked too, when they first showed it to us, you know, on Discord forever ago, I was like, this has to be stronger, right? It, like, out of the gate, it has to be a better choice to merge them immediately, like from level one. Otherwise, people will hold off and not do it, and everyone who did it is going to regret it and be angry. So I know it has like over twice the DPS and over twice the health. And like the on paper, it looks like a great decision, but yeah, I'm still a little worried that it might not be the best decision. I'm still gonna do them and merge them right away because I have a million gold runes and why not? But
yeah, I feel like I'm gonna regret it though. Like, I have that FOMO. so obviously for content, I'm gonna do it all. But if I had to, like, if I only could do like a few of them, like if I didn't have what I have, like magic item wise. I think I would only do the ricochet cannons at first. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sold on the archer towers.
Like, I kind of want to just hold off like a week or two.
Right. Like you can do that. I can't. Like, I have to. Because I don't have a choice. I have to YOLO merge whether I like it or not.
And then we could rub it in your face when you're wrong about it.
I said my opinion. So this will be published somewhere so I can go back to him like, so you guys, I didn't want to, but you know,
we'll edit that part out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Good thing I'm recording this too.
Just imagine the world finals next year of just seeing like a mix of people with merged defenses or not. And I don't know. It's weird. It feels weird because
it can literally, we're at the point, never has it been where we can have actual differences and bases and be maxed. Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. I just like we're saying, either way, I want the cannon just for like only just because it'll kill unicorns.
Yeah. I think the cannon is going to be necessary personally. It's so scary though, because like, what if it comes out and all the pros are like, nah, bro, don't do the cannons. The cannons actually suck.
If that was a thing, I feel like they'd make a balance change to make it so we would really want to upgrade it, you know?
I agree with that. Because it is the quote unquote signature defense of Town Hall 16. Mm-hmm. So if it is underwhelming and no one wants to use it, it needs to be buffed where people want to use it.
Yep.
It would need it too, but I mean, like, you know, Builder Base was underwhelming and not utilized, and look how long that
bro, don't up. Bring up Builder Base when we're talking about merging defenses. What are you doing?
No, hey, I'm being negative. You know, I can bring it up in a negative way,
okay,
right?
Wait. Okay, so Erica brought up a good point in the chat. What about base builders? Like, what about how are these base building services going to put out bases? It's like, oh, you need one merged ricochet kid and one merged multi archer tower, oh, and gosh. Then leave the rest.
No, there's going to be so many people who are rushed and don't have max archer towers and max cannons.
Right, yeah,
That that's are going to have thing. To, like, yeah, you're just, are you not going to be able to copy links?
When you, when you have a base, like, are, like, if you're going from a base service, like, are you going to have options of, like, how many merged archer towers do you have? How many merged cannons do you have? Ugh. Like, it's just, stressful, bro. Like, this is
just,
so
just
stressful.
Just put a gold mine there.
Yeah, but then you're taking a gold mine from maybe a key funnel point, and then your base is ruined.
Oh my god, that's hilarious!
Like this, it's such a crazy thing to me, in my opinion.
Just like every 99%, I get, or like every 99% I'll see, I'd be like, if they had one extra archer tower, or you know, like a last minute restart, I'd be like, towers. Man, if they had one extra archer tower, that would have been a 99.
Oh, god.
And I'm gonna question it for like. Boy. Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for making me think of that. It's going to be in my head for the whole Town Hall 16.
What if it comes out the merging so OP they have to nerf it? I don't think you can nerf it too much because it's a signature defense. If anything, that thing needs buffed and to be OP and broken,
mm-hmm.
in my right. opinion.
Definitely. So let's move on, and Spirit Fox opens up a whole lot of options for moving pets. Town Hall 14 had the problem. I don't know if I call it a problem, but where the you know like you put your pets on your heroes and you never touch them again, and then mm-hmm. 15 came and now there's a little bit of switching options. You know, like you can move
really.
Some certain things around, but for the most part, your unicorn,
let's be honest, not really.
You know, like your unicorn's on your queen, Diggy's on the RC, and you really only play with like bat or poison lizard for the warden and. You know,
you said bat.
Yeah, wait, bat.
Wait, rewind.
It's purple, dude. It's purple. I've been calling it the bat.
It's an owl.
I know. I do it all the time. It's an owl. It is an owl. I call it a bat.
You call the owl the bat?
I do. It's purple. It's purple and it looks like a bat. All right.
It's not purple. It's blue.
Well, I'm a little bit color. I'm a little bit colorblind.
Oh my gosh! Excuse
me. What am I getting myself into?
The electro owl.
I have not been able to untrain my brain to stop saying bat, and I've clearly given up at this point.
Oh god,
dude, that's hilarious. People are thinking I'm leaking a new pet now. No, it's like I'm not leaking a pet. I'm just dumb.
Nightwing pet coming out.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts on the Spirit Fox?
I think it's a really cool concept. I think you can do some really fun things with it. And usually when these pets come out and they get played by people that are really good at the game, that top 1%, that top 0.1%, they kind of decide what happens with these. I think Spirit Fox is fun to kind of mess around with. But my question is Spirit Fox going to be better than like Diggy on the Royal Champion? No for Unicorn on the Queen. I think Spirit Fox on Grand Warden could be very interesting in situations. Like I've messed around with it. Like Spirit Fox on like a super archer blimp on the warden where you're using that warden right away, and that Spirit Fox is able to protect the warden and keep it alive until you deploy the rest of the army. So I think that could be a use case where you're using that yellow blimp and then you can kind of bring that Spirit Fox to keep the warden up to join your main army.
Yeah, and then and you have the warden ability over the blimp in the middle. That's actually, I'll have to play with that.
Well, now with equipment, you have whatever equipment you bring, but you have that health boost or whatever equipment you do decide to bring. Also, like, I mean, we'll get to equipment, but I'm not going to say what I want to say next, so we'll talk about it when we get to equipment.
Oh, it's pretty controversial.
No, it's not controversial. It's just I want to stay on topic.
But yeah, you know, but before you guys clown my disability of being colorblind, I'll say it was pretty rude. But
I didn't do that. That was Spencer.
That was
like, do you see a more pet variability coming in the meta now with the Spirit Fox?
I see a lot of people saying that it's going to replace Diggy, but Diggy is quite literally the only you could only pair that with the Royal Champion because that's the only hero that targets defenses. Mm-mm. And so that really uses the Diggy's pet ability. No other hero is going to use the ability, so I don't see why people would swap out Diggy for the Spirit Fox.
Well, you can use it on Royal, on the King as well, because the King will stay in front of it and actually get more use out of it. So the one thing I didn't mess around with is I didn't go back, and after we did the equipment sneak peek, I didn't go back and mess with the Fox with different equipment on heroes.
That's one of my favorite things about the hero equipment, which I'm still going to call gear all the time on accident.
I was calling it gear too in my video today, and I caught myself doing it. I was like, crap.
Like everyone did. I know, like Judo said gear in his video, and then he like edited back in like the equipment piece.
Which yeah, I mean, I think gear is fine.
Yeah, it's the syllables. I don't want to say extra syllables when I don't need to.
Equipment, yeah.
Yeah, hero equipment. We'll just call it gear for slang. It's not like everyone, everything needs an official name anyway, but like I don't like my favorite thing about this update too is that the combinations of pets and hero equipment. I do think I'll be experimenting more, changing things up. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so too, to be honest. I think that's the whole point of doing these kind of things, right? Is hopefully it brings some creativity and some differences and makes you want to think a little bit outside the box. But I thought that would happen at Town Hall 15 when we had 8 pets, and it ultimately came down to like a 5 pet meta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, like we got so much wrong about 15 too. I mean, not just us three, but everyone too. Like, remember for the first 3 months when everyone said Rage Towers were useless?
Yeah. And now they're like all that gets used.
Yeah, and now it's like the one spell that had to be nerfed twice now. Yeah, like the world's bases were like 99% double Rage Tower.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how that stuff works, right? It's kind of crazy to think about when you like go back and do like a retrospective on it all.
Cool. That brings us into the Root Rider Sneak Peek 4. We talked a little bit about the Root Rider already. You told us it was pretty much the first priority of new troops. I don't like people are already saying it needs a nerf. So, I mean, like, how powerful do you think it is?
I think we've seen that in the past also, where, you know, just based on sneak peeks, or like people are like, oh, we need to nerf this bad boy. Let's, like, Electro Titans. Electro Titans did need a nerf, and I think they did ultimately get a nerf. Yetis did need a nerf and did ultimately get a nerf. So that's why I'm saying it's a high priority, because it probably does need a nerf, and we'll, especially like early on, because, you know, in our sneak peek attacks, we're doing it against max bases. When you're out there, like, the first month, you're not seeing max bases. You're essentially seeing Town Hall 15s with maybe a couple bows upgraded for the most part. So I think you should take advantage of it while it's out there. That's why I said I think it's a high priority, just because early on, it should be really strong. And it's new, cool. But I think, like, along with, like, the mass Root Rider attacks, or, like, where that's the majority of the army, I think there's going to be some nice utility cases where you can use a Root Rider in place of like wall breakers and like kind of open up a bigger section of the wall to like get the queen in there on a queen charge. So I think it opens up a lot of possibilities outside of it just being like a crazy spam troop as well.
Yeah. The other good point too, that I think people need to hear is like, of course it looks OP because you know, you guys are content creators and you got to make entertaining videos. And, you know, the bases that we have in the dev build aren't exactly fantastic either. Of course, everything is going to look really strong.
But also, like, when we're doing our content, like, we can pick and choose, you know, and, like, what you see might not be the first try. There's a lot of variables that go into it that I don't think people think about.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, you look in any of those, like, testing clans that we had, and it's just, you know, 0%, 10%, 14%, 14%, 3-star. And then, you know, okay, like, which one's going to make the video then?
Well, none of mine were like that, to be clear. Like, mine were always just straight 3-stars, always.
Oh, do I need to go investigate Clan Bash in the dev build?
If you can find it.
Like, I don't know. Like, you hurry up and go close it, because I'll narc you out.
Well, as it doesn't have my name in it, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, you secret. All right.
I like to fly under the radar for bozos like you.
Like, I always do feel like, you know, I still feel a little out of place when I'm doing stuff like with other creators too. Like, I feel like if I poke my head into a clan, you know, like someone's gonna be like, why are you spying on me?
Yeah, I could see that. But also, like, sometimes I think there should be spying, so to speak. Look at all the leaks that happen every update. What are you guys up to?
Yeah, I know. Like, there's leaks are weird. And the thing I do want to say is, like, every time someone brings up leaks too, they're just like, oh man, there's these leaks on Reddit. Like, I don't know, that's not my fault. You know, that's not my problem. You know, there's a whole other subreddit too that people are like, look at these jerks. And like, dude, that's the leak subreddit. That's not us. I don't want to get lumped in with that.
He said it's not my fault. Look, I used to be really like awkward, and like anytime someone would post a leak, like in like one of my Discords or something, I'd delete it and like, don't do that. It's everywhere, dude. Like, it's gonna be there. Like, I can't monitor my Discord 24 hours a day during update season. I'm gonna miss things. How many of us have leaked in a video? I mean, I've done it once or twice, you know. It's gonna happen, you know, and once it gets out there, it's out there. It's just the way it goes, unfortunately. It's on us as content creators. That's just a screenshot. That's just a picture. That doesn't show what it actually does. Like, there was gear screenshots, or screenshots. There was the Dark Forest Horsewoman screenshot, which was the Root Rider. But it's on us to, like, actually show that off and make people interested in it, or show off why they should be interested in it.
As a content creator, do you think leaks kind of affect your views? Like, do you think if nothing had leaked early, like, you would have had a lot more views and engagement on your videos? And, you know, or is it just, you know, like you were saying, hey, like, you know, a quick picture with a, you know, some guy's name watermarked over the top of it isn't going to be the same as seeing, you know, a creator you like actually, you know, showing it off and telling you all about it?
I think leaks aren't the end of the world. I mean, it's going to happen. People are going to data mine as well. Like, sometimes things are just in the game and it's not even a leak. It gets data mined. So it's just the way these games go. There's other mobile games that have like channels and websites dedicated to data mining. And once they find something out, they're putting out content on it. So in my opinion, I think it's okay. I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's affecting views. I mean, go look at Judo's views. You think he's hurt by sneak peeks?
Yeah, definitely not.
So, our kind of stance on Reddit with leaks has always been, like, Reddit's a discussion forum. It's valid discussion, you know? Like, Supercell can prevent some of it. You know, like, the data mining stuff. I know there's challenges with how they have to add assets to the game and when and how that happens. And, you know, but ultimately, I don't know. Like, I don't feel guilty over it. People that share things intentionally, though, from inside the creator program, I think that's kind of dirty.
Yeah, and there's some sketchy stuff that goes on there, and credit to Supercell, because they have one of, if not the best creator programs of any game company. I mean, definitely the best I've ever been a part of.
Wow.
But there's also so many people involved in that, and when you get that volume of people involved, things are going to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's inevitable, like you're saying.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
Transitioning on to the most popular, the final sneak peek, the one that's going to change up everything, I believe, in my opinion, the hero equipment. And I was not expecting, at least from what I saw on Reddit, for the community to have their reaction the way they did. Did you see anything you were surprised about in like the comments of your video, Bash?
I thought people, and maybe I'm just naive and I just get excited and I'm all giddy. I thought everyone was going to be excited for hero equipment.
Yep.
But really, it was probably like 60% negative, where people are saying hero equipment is going to be pay to win. It's another cash grab from Supercell. This and that. I didn't see that. And maybe I think the issue, and I didn't get to watch many videos today because I was very busy around my house and stuff. I know I talked about like epic gear coming out in the future and that being a thing, and I'm sure others did too. So I'm thinking like in people's head, they're thinking like, oh, epic gear, epic skins, these are going to be pay to win gears, which I don't think that's going to be the case. I think as things kind of develop and roll out, we'll see that it's not really going to be a pay to win. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit grindy to get these things up. But ultimately, like, if you want it and you should be playing the game anyways, like, is it a bad thing that players have to play the game to level up their equipment? Is that really a bad thing? Yeah, you can go and gem it, spend $100 and gem it to max or whatever. But over a month or something, you can grind it up, if I saw the numbers right? Or maybe it was 7 months to grind all the gear up to max level.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird thing where you're, I don't know, like, it's really hard to know ahead of time, too. Like, once you get in the flow of things and just how it's going to change the game entirely, too. Like, right now, there's a lot of Town Hall 15s who don't really mind, you know, farming down in Crystal League, too. But now that you get ore in the daily bonus and you get a lot more of it in higher leagues, too, like, I don't, you know, where people farm is going to shift, how much people war is going to shift. It's there's a lot to digest with it. About the pay to win aspect, though, like, it's not pay to win. Like, by any definition of the word, it's not pay to win, but it is really close. It's flirting with that line. You will unlock all the epic gear during events, and it's yours forever. But then, if you miss events, as of right now, the only way I know of that you're going to be able to get it later is with gems in the trader. And I know that's upsetting to people too. And, you know, kind of my stance on that has always been, I don't know, like, play the game and you get it for free.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I mean, think about, like, new players coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone that's been playing this game like me for, what, 8-9 years now, however long I've been playing it. Like, for me, this completely changes things. Like, this adds a new excitement level where I can customize something that's been this way forever. Now I can change it and I can make it mine. Even with, like, the merge defenses, if I want to merge, great. If not, I don't have to. Like, I like the idea that this, I don't want to say RPG, but it has an RPG feel to it, right? Like, where we can choose how we want to use it. I'm sure there's going to be metas that are going to develop with the gear that are out, but as more gear comes out and we see some of these other gears. I mean, if you saw the video that they put out on Twitter, let me just someone talk about something so I can make sure I'm not talking out of my butt here and leak something.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
I'm not a huge fan of needing to do it on all my accounts. Like, you know, the next event that has epic gear in it, you know, I'm going to have to do it on my 8, my 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, like, all my accounts. It's going to be, you know, it could be pretty rough to do, but also, you know, like, I think I'm okay with missing it on my lower accounts. You know, I don't have a problem 3-starring with my existing king abilities at Town Hall 8, 9, 10, etc. You know, so I don't really think it's that important to get it on every account as long as you keep your heroes upgraded. Like, the problem that people have been bringing up and are really getting upset about, and I think, you know, rightfully so, is now you're going to have to be, you are going to be compelled to be in war constantly to earn the ore. And Clash culture for a decade has been, you don't war without your heroes up. So you want to be constantly upgrading your heroes. They still take forever. Like, the hero cost got reduced. Hero time was hardly touched. That feels like it's another added pressure to gem your heroes done or book your heroes done, to be able to be in war constantly and earn this ore and upgrade your gear.
I mean, to be honest, they're going to have to address that. If the way to get this resource is you have to war and do this, that's going to have to be addressed. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah.
One thing I saw, like, Clash Ninja saying is, like, the equipment is more scalable in the future rather than adding new heroes. And that's what I love. I love the dynamic of being able to change this one little thing, this one piece of gear, and essentially having a whole new hero. And, like, if you saw the dev video that they put out this morning where the queen had, like, a frozen arrow and the king, like, at the very beginning of that clip, this is what I wanted to double check. The king was massive. That's going to be a gear that comes out. Like, just imagine the possibilities on all this stuff that's going to come out. I think that's more healthy for the game than adding two more heroes over the next, you know, few town halls or whatever. I don't think we need more heroes. It's already complex and hard to keep track of, but adding this gear in, the equipment in, see, look, we got the gear going, but adding the equipment in, it makes it feel like we have new heroes without having that. Yes, you are going to have to grind it, but once it's done, and let's be honest, we're going to have favorite equipments. People are going to use their favorite equipments. So mm-hmm. you can work on those other gears kind of in the meantime.
Exactly. Once you upgrade one, you could use it and then upgrade the rest. And there's no upgrade times either.
Right. Yeah. Once you have the resources, done.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I like about gear is that, like, it's going to be situational and you're going to have to pay attention to it. But also, you know, with everyone being concerned that Town Hall 16 is going to be too easy, when you add gear into it, I think that that makes heroes, and I don't know if more difficult to use is the right word, but you have to be more intentional with them too, because you can't just turn on auto ability and forget about your hero. With a lot of the gear too, it's going to make sense that you trigger it at a very specific time. So you're going to have to really start paying attention to your heroes.
Not to mention, like, there's some that are passive, there's some that are on hero ability, like that the giant arrow from the queen. Like, you have to trigger her ability, but also, like, you know, that you have the healers. So, like, there's gonna be perks to adding it. But, like, one thing I saw some people, like, my Discord talking about is heroes are actually getting nerfed. So, yeah, we're getting this cool equipment and stuff, but the king at level 90 is losing almost 2,000 hit points and losing almost 100 damage per second, for instance. So there's a pretty significant hero nerf that's coming along with this to kind of balance that out. The queen, I mean, she's getting, what, 800 less hit points at level 90 and over 130 less damage per second. So there's a nerf to balance this quote-unquote OP equipment. I know, like, during sneak peeks, we all do our shocked faces and, oh my god, it's broken! But realistically, like, there is a balance factor in place.
Yeah, like, in, you know, a lot of the different gear is going to add back in, you know, the stats, you know, the barb puppet, you know, adds back in a lot of the HP and, you know, like, the various gear you're going to get back a lot of that, you know, DPS or, you know, whatever. Like, there's, you know, your hero's stats are a lot more variable, except on defense, which all your heroes took a defensive nerf too, which is another step towards making 3 stars a lot more achievable, which is, you know, pretty nice. But, like, you know, Supercell always does this too, where they release limited information and people get outraged too. Like the hero nerf, that was, you know, all the HP stat reductions, that was day one. So people had to sit there being angry for almost a week about, you know, like, I spent a billion gems on hero books to upgrade these heroes and you guys just knocked them down essentially 20 levels, you know, and people were angry at that. Of course they were, you know, but without the added information that, okay, like, equipment, you're going to get a lot of it back and your heroes are going to be technically stronger on offense. So I don't know, like, I think a lot of the outrage too is just residual from that, just being, just having to stew and be angry about your heroes getting nerfed, not really for, you know, for the last 5 days.
I mean, no matter what, someone's not going to be happy. Let's be honest. And everyone that's unhappy hasn't even played it yet. So why are you unhappy? Because you watched a video and you think you're not going to like it?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even seen it. Like, you watched me or Judo or Joe or Carbon or Eric or Itsu. You watched one of us do it, so you think it's broken? I don't think that reflects the mass player base.
Yeah, there's always going to be reactionary takes, too. Like, and things take time to kind of settle out. And if hero gear, hero equipment, ends up kind of being a flop, like, this is the way the game is going to go. Like, they're not going to walk back equipment. They're not going to remove it. They're not going to change it back. Like, you know, they're going to have to address it and balance it. And that will happen too, because if people don't feel their heroes are worth it, you know, they're not going to buy hero books and gems to upgrade them. They're not going to invest in.
Rick, look, it doesn't matter how much we say heroes are worth it now, people still rush. How many people rush?
Oh my god.
Even though, like, I've been harping for 8 years not to rush your base, how many rush bases do you see on a daily basis when you're farming? It's insane the amount of people that rush. So these people that are complaining about the hero equipment's like, you're not even using your heroes to the full potential anyways. What are you complaining about?
I don't know, 50 people in the whole world have played with hero equipment, you know, like, it's way too early to really judge, you know, the future of Clash based on sneak peek videos. But I don't know. Do you guys have any closing thoughts on equipment or really anything else?
Well, do you want to go through the equipment?
Yeah, we'll go here, Bash. What pieces of equipment are you equipping tomorrow after your spree? What are the ones
tomorrow?
Like, what's your loadout tomorrow?
Wait, is the update coming tomorrow? Are you leaking things?
Wait, what?
What's or the next day, whatever. Or here, like take two. Hey, Bash, whenever this update comes out, whenever that happens.
Wait, hold on. They changed hero potions? When did they change hero potions? Did they sneak that in?
Yeah. Well, what do hero potions do now?
Oh wow.
Yeah. Someone in chat tell us this.
Hero potions go to max level.
That's dope.
Why would they do that? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you do that?
We were just complaining about rushers, and now.
Oh my god! Why would they do that?
I wish I had 37 hero potions. Like you on rushed accounts.
Oh my goodness! What are they thinking, bro? Why?
Probably because it's the 10 gem potion.
For those asking, I just looked in dev build, and that's what the text says in dev build. So that is most likely going to be what it is going to be.
Now, if you think about it, you could upgrade to tunnel 16 and use potions and have a completely maxed offense when you attack in war.
As long as you get your lab up.
That is so stupid. I love this update.
I don't like that at all.
That might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I don't like that at all either. And like now I'm wondering like what else is going to be snuck into tomorrow that didn't make the final patch notes. Because I read that document today.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Where did that come out?
I don't know. I'm sure someone saw it.
Yeah.
It's probably Ninja. He's always sneaky.
We're the three most informed people in this whole server right now, and like we're finding out stuff through chat.
I'm not informed at all. I just pretend to be. Okay, now since that's buffed, are they gonna like not take that out of the trader? Because there's three of those in the trader every week.
That's literally every war. You can do every war with max heroes and never need to upgrade your heroes anymore. What? This is wild.
Yeah, no use to upgrade them.
Oh man.
You can have level one heroes and crush CWL with your three potions a week.
Hey, that's a new video, bro. Level one heroes to max.
Oh, that's so dumb. That's such a huge change. That really should have been like explicit somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm mad.
All right. You said equipment. So one thing to remember with the equipment, the base stuff that we already have, like the base skills, those are going to migrate over and reflect like whatever level your heroes are. Mm-hmm. So it's not like your skills are getting nerfed. Like you'll have pretty much max skills. I mean, I'm going to be gemming it all and unlocking it all. I don't think I'm going to be gemming all the gear to max though. Because that's going to be a lot.
Have you seen the gem cost of ore? It's like
the
cheapest ore is 1-to-1. So if you need 1,000 ore, like 1,000 shiny ore, that's 1,000 gems.
I'm broke out here and I got kids to feed. So I don't have money to go gemming that, you know, but I'll be unlocking everything. But I think like I'm not going to be really grinding or gemming any of that up. I might gem some up, but I don't plan on spending a lot of gems tomorrow. I'm going to buy the packs. With what I have, I should be able to get pretty close to max, minus like some of the dark elixir stuff. I think I'm still running the numbers on it, but I should be able to get pretty close.
I think Rick, you're going to be completely maxed, right?
No. Like, I'll be able to finish my heroes. I'm debating on like doing storages just because it feels wasteful because I'm going to use a lot of runes, but also just like losing a million per rune is nothing essentially, so I don't know.
The thing with that is if you have enough to do everything, you might as well do the storages first.
Yeah, I think so. And like I have max metals too, so I'm gonna try and use my runes efficiently and like just start dumping metals into golden elixir as I need, and then like try and get the most use out of runes. But I'm not gonna be a mega nerd about it and make an Excel spreadsheet or anything.
Oh bro, I can't wait to piss people off tomorrow when I waste 400,000 dark elixir because I'm not going and farming 20,000 dark elixir.
You gotta plan out those runes perfectly.
No, bro. Well, you can plan all you want, but once you get to a certain point, you're gonna have waste.
Yeah.
We keep saying tomorrow. We're assuming it's tomorrow, guys. Let's be honest. It's the last sneak peek.
Yeah, normally it comes on Monday.
Shortly after. We don't know when it's coming for sure, but we're assuming it's tomorrow.
Yes. For the record. Yeah,
we don't actually know. We're just assuming.
I know. I could always wait and publish this in so tomorrow is accurate. No one has to know when we recorded. There's no record.
Hey, look. Look, all I'm saying is I don't know that it's coming tomorrow, but I am waking up at 4 a.m.
No. Yeah, for sure.
I've woken up at 4 a.m. every day this week. It sucks.
Oh, yeah, that's right, for your sneak peeks. Wait, no, your sneak peeks are like 7, I thought.
Like today, like I had to revise like a big chunk of my video. And like I've been doing that all week and like just making sure everything's right and make sure. Because like when you do a sneak peek video, you also have to like make sure times aren't different and stuff. And
oh, that's right. Wow.
All right. So any closing thoughts on all the sneak peeks and in Hero equipment?
No, I think we covered everything pretty efficiently, to be honest.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so everyone here, just start tossing the questions down and we'll get through as many as we can before Bash gets tired of
us.
We'll
just have Bash read the chat and he'll
answer. Give me 1 second. I'm working on my nerdy spreadsheet. Don't judge me. I'm getting my cost done. I know. Do I use code Bash? Of course. AM7. Always use code Bash, boys. Honestly,
yes, code Bash.
Yeah, it'll be cool if you all use code Bash, but realistically, just make sure you have someone's code in there. You know, even if it's not code Bash, just make sure you have someone's code in there. That's the biggest thing. Like, make sure you're supporting someone. It helps out a lot more than you think it does, especially, you know, when, you know, people have added expenses on to whatever they're doing with things. Just make sure you have some in there.
So like something else that I was wondering about the other day too, like, since this is your job, when you do taxes, do you like deduct the pack purchases?
All of it. It's expenses. It's supplies.
Yeah. I mean, like it makes sense to me.
It's part of running the business. In order to make that video, I had to spend that money.
That is true.
In order to make that revenue, I had to spend that money.
Interesting. I should become a creator.
Well, just make a YouTube channel, get monetized, and even if you aren't profitable, you can still write it off in your taxes.
That's true. Hey. Wow.
Technically, to get into the creator program, I had to link a YouTube channel that no one knows about and only has a video of my car getting stolen and like one of my dog with 30 views.
CoolRicksFeet.com.
Oh.
Am I booking it right away? So I will be doing a spinning spree. Like whenever the update comes up, like I said, I am waking up at 4 a.m. tomorrow. I don't know, but usually after sneak peeks, it is the following Monday or Tuesday. Once the update drops, I'm going to be working on my video and just going crazy. It'll be sloppy. It'll be chaotic, but I have a general idea of what I want to do, but I'll get that video out usually like within an hour and a half, 2 hours of the update dropping. Drew stole Rick's car. There we go. Get him.
Clash Fan 9, who also has a pretty dope podcast called The Clashuals, wanted to know, what do you think the odds are that they like release just something really OP just to get everyone involved and then just to walk it back later? Do you think that's something Supercell does?
Like nerfing Root Riders, for instance?
Well, no, like purposely releasing something OP just to walk it back later.
With the intent of nerfing it.
With the intent of nerfing it?
Maybe how, maybe how Royale does.
Yeah, Clash Royale is...
Wait, does Royale... Do they release stuff with the intent of nerfing it?
They don't. They release really powerful stuff, and then patterns show that they nerf it within a few months after release.
I think that's probably the same pattern with Clash Clans. If you look at whenever new troops have came out, whether it be Electro Titans, Yetis, Dragon Riders, they've all been nerfed. I think it's hard. Like Rick mentioned earlier, it's only a small portion of people testing this stuff out. When it gets into the hands of millions and millions of players, it's a bigger sample size, so they get the better data. So odds are the Root Rider will be nerfed. Maybe some of this equipment does get nerfed. I wouldn't say that's out of the realm of possibility to see a nerf January, February, March of some of this new stuff that came out. Probably not January, let's be honest. But they probably want to let us play with it a little bit. But before like some of the competitive season comes up, there's definitely going to be balancing changes.
Fan wants to know how much you can bench.
The most I ever benched was 325 flat bench. Right now, I could maybe bench 185 because I haven't been working out. But I used to do strongman competitions, so I used to actually have some heavy weights, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, any thoughts on if Supercell may allow warring heroes?
I think they have to. I think that's something that needs addressed ASAP. With the ores being tied to wars, people are going to have to war without heroes. I think you keep the same system where the hero's down, quote-unquote, for 7 days, but it is available for war and friendly challenges. You can't farm with that hero, but it's available for war. I think you have to.
That reminds me of something else that we forgot to whine about, too, is you have to be in, like you have to be in war constantly to keep up getting ore and upgrading your stuff. And that makes it really hard for competitive players because you have to opt out all the time to do friendly wars.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah. And I saw a lot of people talking about that on Twitter today.
Yeah. Like being able to do a friendly war in a different clan than your main war and still be in regular wars would be fantastic. And I think that's something that they're going to have to start looking at too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like regardless of whether it's hard to code, I don't really think, oh, that's hard is a good answer. Like it's something that's needed. And, you know, I don't like, I've always hated that excuse where like, oh, but it's going to be hard to program. Like, okay. You know, like don't design systems that make that a massive pain point.
You know, you were in Helsinki. You saw the presentation. You got to remember how much the team and the game has developed in the past couple of years. Oh, yeah. So, you know, when friendly challenges came out, the team was completely different. The vision was probably completely different. Now, as things are developing, that's changing. So they have to kind of adapt and make those changes. I think they'll be able to handle it well. I think this team that has been working on the game recently, look at some of the things we've gotten recently, like some of the events and stuff, like the updates have been on point. I think we're in good hands with this team to keep the game going strong. They'll make the right decisions. Just you can't, like, expect them to instantly have a solution for everything. Right. Yeah, I know in the era of instant gratification and entitlement, that's hard to ask for, but I think it's just something where people are just going to have to be patient. We get, what, 3-4 updates a year, 4 major updates a year, quote unquote. So just be patient. They'll work on it. They'll see the issues and they'll try to make a solution to it.
As long as people keep complaining publicly and loudly.
I'm going to just post videos about how happy I am with everything.
Well, okay. Well, you have different incentives than us. Darian already says Reddit complains too much.
Honestly,
you know?
No, but I've never been one to do that. If I have an issue with something, a legit issue, I voice it. If I think something's broken, I put it out. I'm not going to like hide from my opinions. I think it's healthy to have an opinion, whether it be positive or negative. Like I used to rate the skins, and if I didn't like the skin, I would say that. I think for a game to be healthy, content creators need to be able to feel that they can give their honest opinion, whether good or bad, about an update or feature or something that's changed in the game they cover. If a developer can't handle that, then I think there's a bigger issue at hand. And I think Supercell has done really well at engaging with their content creators, with their community, with their Reddit, and figuring out what those pain points are, what they could do better. Mm-hmm. And they're aware of it. They see it. I mean, they told us directly. They see all these things. You also have to remember, some of these things aren't just easy fixes. They have to plan it out and figure it out for themselves. It's not like, oh, they can just go in there and press a button and ha-ha, it's all fixed. They have to troubleshoot. They have to problem solve. And some of those things take way longer than other, because if you fix problem A, you may create problem B with something that's working really well and that's loved already. So you have to like kind of account for all of that stuff. And it's just a process. And I think people need to be a little bit more patient. Like I said, you know, this isn't the era of patience.
Yeah, I think one thing they were saying in Helsinki is that they're starting a new renaissance of Clash of Clans. Like this is just the beginning of something completely, a completely new era of the game that's going to be really good for everyone.
Do I see anything bad about this update? The stupid hero potions. That's so stupid.
Oh, I know.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my stupid life. Why would you incentivize rushing?
And rushing to such an extreme level.
L-take. Hey, look, you dirty rushers out there. Honestly, they're going to have to nerf the accessibility of hero potions, unfortunately.
Yeah. God, that's such a bad move.
How soon do I think we get RC gear? I would say probably soon. I think RC is always like the last to get things because it's the highest town hall threshold.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think there's some cool stuff coming for the RC. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, like, that's the other thing that I still don't understand about equipment, too, is like the every five levels ability. Does that even matter anymore? I honestly don't know.
Nope.
All
The ability levels aren't going to be a thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's tied to equipment.
Yeah, it's whatever the equipment is. The equipment level is your ability level now. Technically, five levels have zero meaning anymore.
Other random things, too, that snuck in that I never saw. Town Hall 10, or Town Hall 8 gets
Town
a level...
Town Hall 8, the heroes? The king?
Yeah, you get a level 10 king at Town Hall 7, a level 20 king at Town Hall 8, which is awesome. It's cool.
Bro, at Town Hall 8, I'm about to push Town Hall 8 to Legends in, like, a day and a half.
Yeah. Man, okay. I think that's a great spot to end it.
What a great episode.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for extra time.
Whenever Town Hall 17 comes out, will you be here?
If you guys want me here, I'll be here.
Of course. It's tradition now.
Yeah. I'm down for it, man. I like
every
it.
Town Hall.
Yeah, let's do it. You know how to get a hold of me. Even if you have someone cancel on you, just get a hold of me. I'll be your guy.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah,
until I'm not your guy.
Just come hang out in the audience too and support us.
Ping me and let me know that you're going live. I don't check the server.
just give me add everyone permissions in your Discord and then you will never not know.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh gosh. All right. Well, that was a great episode. Any last shout outs, guys?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Use code bash, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are excited for this update. One thing I'll say in closing here is just give it a chance. I know a lot of people are like, it's stuff, you're changing stuff. Just give it a chance. Just play the damn game and have fun.
Yep, agreed.
I know I am, like, I know we complained about some stuff. I am super hyped and optimistic about Clash in the next year.
Agreed. Some of the stuff we saw in... have an idea of what might be coming down the pipeline. I think Clash is going to be in a really good spot.
Yep, definitely. All right, we will be back in probably 2 weeks, and we will let everyone know with excessive tags and everything else in the Discord server. Thanks again for joining us, Bash. That's going to be it.
Bye, everyone.